Pollock, Whiteley and the Critic, Seven Layers. Jackson Pollock woke up in Canberra in 2019 on the second floor of the National Gallery in front of his painting Blue Poles. Beside it, Brett Whiteley and an Australian critic chatted, martini glasses in their hands as if at an opening, but all around them was black and empty. Pollock was angry. The critic seemed uncertain at his face, but Whiteley approached Pollock with affection, reassuring. To me, you will always be a master. Do you know that I painted a self-portrait in the late 1950s, less than a decade after you died and before they exported me to London? I was an art student. It was even before I had the curly hair. I was sort of vacant-eyed and sulky, but wrote on the actual canvas that I wondered if I should have stayed with art that was commercial, not aggravate my desire for a more powerful art than representational, because I was not strong. I said you and Rothko were my inspirations, broken yet real, cool not hot, real surfaces that were emotional, held interest, suggestive enough to explore. Jackson P., that's what I think I want. Whiteley quoted his painting Surface. I wrote that was what I thought I wanted. You. I was, sneered Pollock, with what seemed to be, thought the critic, a bipolar incredulity. What you wanted? You wanted this? Pollock gestured at himself, and not Blue Poles before them. The critic tried an armistice in the technical. You took seven layers to paint this work before you placed the poles on. So much care and deliberation is surely in itself worth admiration and implies a lack of misery in construction. Pollock shouted, misery? It's the misery of the missionary position that you have to paint a thing like that in. Have you seen the photographs? He gripped Whiteley by the shoulders, but it was urgent, in its way respectful and not painful. Was it the CIA that killed you? They killed me. The critic sighed in accustomed doubt. Whiteley said, I was killed by methadone in a heroin withdrawal at Thirroul. Unless you see all heroin as a CIA weapon, I think I made a medical mistake.